Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bubba Morton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunette. Pitching for the California Angels, George Brunette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Steele. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a fly ball into right field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette fires to first and picks off Hansen. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNairtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of AG. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to third. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ken Worthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morton. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele is 0-for-1 in the game. Steele strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunette strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fregosi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Berry reaches second base with a double. Peters scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steele scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. Morton takes first base on ball 4. Reichardt moves to second. Woody Held pinch hits for Buck Rogers. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Satriano now catching. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford pinch runs for Dick Kenworthy. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNairtney bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. One out. Marv Steidel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steidel is 0 for 2 in the game. Steidel hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Buford now playing third base. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron pinch hits for George Brunette. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noop moves to third. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Jose Cardinal. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm has Noop trapped. There's the throw to McNairtney and over to Buford, who tags Noop for the out. Skowron moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roger Repos pinch hits for Paul Shaw. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Manny Rojas now pitching. Johnny Werhaus now playing third base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morton. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.